simultaneously to discover our identity also.
It is sometimes identical, sometimes simultaneous, sometimes it is one by after the other, depends upon your previous development. In some cases, it may be simultaneous, it may be at once. Depends on the previous understanding. For example, it is said, Sri Krishna got illumined only by one word of his teacher. As I had said earlier, Udvayam tamasas parisvah prashanta uttaram devam devatra surya magamma jyotir uttamam. This is the word spoken by the Guru, Ghora, to Sri Krishna. And Chandogya Upanishad says that as soon as these words were uttered by the Rishi, Krishna was illumined. He came to supreme knowledge. This is what Chandogya Upanishad says. The son of Devaki Krishna, he heard only one word from his teacher, and this is the word he heard, this verse which I recited just now, and he got illumined. So it can happen in different cases in different ways, but normally it is when you enter in devotion to the Divine, when you reach the heart of the Divine, then the secret of his action can become manifest. The real secret of action of the Divine. A luminous understanding of Divine's action. In fact, you might say, God gives you a gift. When you are absolutely united with Him, then He whispers into you, this is my word. This is my highest action. That is why Sri Krishna, after showing to Arjuna the Vishwarupa Darshan in the 12th chapter, then the last six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita are reserved for giving the supreme word, Paramam Vachaha. The last six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita are given in order to show what happens after highest devotion is obtained. And if you want to read the highest word, the supreme secret, that comes only when you reach the heart of God, then God's action really begins to operate. So till that time you are only doing karma yoga, but you are not karma yogi. It is only sadhana. You are trying to find out what is Divine's will. You offer the action, that is sadhana, but you still do not know what is the Divine's action. What does He really intend? What is His command? So Sri Krishna gives a command only at the end. That now when you give up everything, all dharmas you give up, all ideas of duty, all ideas of laws of action, all standards of conduct, whether it is sattvic or rajasic or tamasic of all kinds, that is why last six chapters describe you all the forms of sattva, rajas and tamas with regard to adhishthata, with regard to cheshta, with regard to karma, with regard to everything. Even Shraddha, different kinds of Shraddha, different kinds of Dana, different kinds of Tapasya, different kinds of sacrifice, all Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, all the laws of conduct, having described them all, these are all processes of Karma Yoga. You do all of them. But still, the utmost secret is, when you go into the very heart, giving up everything into the Divine, then the Divine command comes to you. Fight. The Divine, it is a Divine obligation, not that it was His duty to fight, therefore He was to fight. That is not the answer of the Gita. Sri Krishna says that you have come here only with the idea to fight as a Kshatriya. You are in conflict because you find that this idea of duty is colliding with another higher idea which you have. Both of them are lower actually. It is only when you go to the heart of God that what is to be done is revealed to you and you do it. That is the highest obligation, the Divine obligation, that transcends all sense of duty. It is to be done because God wants it. You are a servant of God, slave of God. What He wants, that is to be performed. That is the supreme condition. to which the Gita leads us ultimately. So I have described to you what I can say is the core of the teaching of the Gita. The entire argument, how, with what steps Sri Krishna leads up to this, is itself a marvel and is a tremendous study by itself. But I have not intended to speak of this. I had only promised you that I will end at this point, when the core of the teaching, I had said only first four chapters I will deal with, and I have completed the fourth chapter today. So I think now we can close this series.
Just when you said God wants us to do something, and we must do it because we are like His creation. So is it realizing that our relation with God, and realizing that in the whole nature we said that what we have to do is service and all that. That we have the duty which a man has to do is to understand the relation with God.
Yes, that is to say, even what we have to do as a duty ultimately has to be done as an offering to God, and then to discover what God wants us to do. So that can come only at that point.
Okay, that will come later.
In the case of Arjuna, it came to him, and that was fight. That was Sri Krishna's command at that point, as far as Arjuna was concerned. As far as we are concerned, we have to find out again ourselves by proceeding on these lines. That is why Gita's teaching is universal. Everyone can now proceed on these lines. Lines are given, the pitfalls are given, and the way in which we can overcome the pitfalls are also given. So for each one, one has to make an effort and find out. Therefore, yoga is a living process.
Because everyone has a different field.
Everybody has a different. The command of God to everyone will be different, because everyone's relationship with God is different. So according to his relationship with the Divine will be the command for him.
And there is not only one will of the Lord for that person. It's like a continuous.
Yes, Lord's will is universal. So it has many, many aspects.
And it's like a continuous.
It's a continuous development.
Yes,
it's like absolutely
knowing the will of the Lord at every moment.
Continuous, yes, quite right.
It's not like one will that
you
have to become a doctor or have to become a doctor.
Yes, quite right. All right, I think we shall stop here today, huh?